land.
Sure, by now we all have heard the news that Joshua of Nazareth, that's Jesus for you Greek speakers, who was executed as a blasphemer and as a traitor to Rome, has risen from the dead. From there, the details are a bit fuzzy, but the point remains, he is not dead, but alive and among us. And of course, I am excited about this. It is great news. But it's just, I'm not sure where I stand. Josh, I told you that I was his right-hand man, his second in command, brother. Now, I'm not so sure he'd want to see me across the path. Let alone standing right next to you. But it's been about a couple of days for all of us. Someone so powerful, so strong. Josh, he was the most authentic guy I've ever met. From the moment he saw me, he always loved me. He told no one. Simon, I'm glad I could help you. Simon, you are an official. Put down those nets. Let's go fishing for people. Yeah, I'll admit that sounded a bit strange. Sounded a little crazy to me, but it's like he knew me my whole life. He knew I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to make a difference. He called me a rock. Peter, that's what he named me. The rock on which he would build his church. So I guess that proves that he's not so infallible. I really thought I was trying to understand him those last few days. You know, I love what he was saying about God being so powerful and compassionate, and how following God was sometimes meaning that he had to stand up to unjust religious leaders. But he started speaking out against Rome and Rome's supporters. I knew he was headed for trouble. And I tried to warn him, but all he'd do was reprimand me and say, "Stand behind me, Satan." And that's hard to the kind of thing you think you're right in the man. So maybe I wasn't getting it all. And at the time, I couldn't tell if he was speaking metaphorically or if he was being kind. So we started talking about dying. I got nervous. In the end, I was really kind of hoping he just meant metaphorical death. You know, I really didn't want it to mean actual, physical death, his or mine. A couple of days ago at dinner, he made it pretty clear that he had an actual death. You know, it really wasn't all that hard to imagine. And those soldiers in Rome were looking for him. And Judas, if I had known what he was up to, I'd have strung him up myself and saved him a whole lot of trouble. Anyway, that night, determined to stand by my friends, no matter what it cost me. The thing was, he was scared. I tried not to let him see it, but no matter what I did, he always could see right through me. Peter, he told me. Before the morning, he would deny he even knew me. There was no accusation in his voice, no anger. Never! I told him. But he insisted I would, three times before the rooster crowed. Of course, he was right. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm weak. I'm a fool. You'd be partially right. But you don't know how terrifying it was. Seeing him led away, mocked, beaten, vulnerable. And we were next, and we all knew it. And when that woman at the guardhouse asked me to buy a new job, I answered right away. They didn't want to die. And twice more people asked me to buy a new job, and twice more people died. And when I heard Rooster Crow, something inside me broke. Failed him. And it did. As our most greatest need, I was not even worthy to stand right next to him. So I watched from a distance, like the coward that I am. And there's no way, abandoned by all his mother and a couple of souls braver than I. So they buried him in some stranger's tomb and I saved him. But then, this morning, the women came and found us, and they were shouting and laughing. This room is empty. This room is empty. I had to do it myself. So I ran all the way there, and sure enough, the tomb was empty. The only thing was a pile of the wrappings that they had next to the slab where they laid him. I was overjoyed. I mean, my best friend is alive again. Dead, and it hit me. Our reunion may not be such a happy one. I mean, last time I saw him, I didn't turn my back on him. I felt my spirit stick by him, no matter what. So, if I can fall away from that tomb, without even knowing where I was going, you know, maybe he is alive, but certainly not for me. God did anything. I let him down. Well, now Mary thinks she's seen it. I don't know whether to be angry, jealous, or frightened. What if he comes to me? What's he going to say? What am I going to say? How can I face him and ask him to forgive me? Still, some small sliver of hope that perhaps God is stronger than corrupt disputes or power-hungry empires or even death. Then maybe, if that's strong enough, then maybe Josh is strong enough and compassionate enough to let me back in. Maybe he meant what he said about forgiveness and justice and love. Maybe there is still room for me by the time.